In just a moment, recollections at 30. But first, Monitor takes you everywhere and brings you everything interesting, from news and on-the-spot interviews to offbeat features around the world. And Monitor also brings you the finest drama with original stories and Hollywood's top stars each week on Monitor World Theater. And what is the weekend's big sports event? Well, you can be sure of top coverage by NBC Radio, in addition to all the latest scores and interesting commentary throughout the day on Monitor Sports Highlights. Some of the brightest personalities and most interesting features are yours each weekend on Monitor. And now stay tuned for Recollections at 30 on NBC.
Recollections at 30. NBC, celebrating its 30th year of broadcasting, invites you to memorable moments of radio's earlier days. In this special series of broadcasts, you'll reminisce among NBC's vast and historic library of sound. You'll hear the stars, the songs, the great moments in sports and special events that have highlighted these 30 years of NBC network broadcasting. And here, guiding our recollections at 30, is Ed Herlihy.
Thank you, Fred Collins. Friends, the response to this program on the part of people like you, who, like myself, can grow misty-eyed listening to the old performers and the old shows and the old songs, has been most gratifying to me. And for my part, I've never had as much fun as I have now each week playing the recordings of these old shows. Now, one of those shows, a remarkable phenomenon in its time, was the Rudy Valley Hour, the first hour-long variety show on radio. And exactly 21 years ago on that show, on July the 4th, 1935, Rudy Valley sang about a girl who was dumb. In 1935, East, dumb meant square. But whom he loved, and we all loved back then. You remember her? Kansas City Kitty?
Her name was Kitty, from Kansas City. Sure was a pity, she wasn't pretty. She wasn't hard to see, she weighed 343. I hope she doesn't get much fatter, but if she does, that doesn't matter. Kitty, from Kansas City. Now there's a girl that I adore. She's so dumb, she doesn't know a thing. Why, she thinks that July the 4th is an English king. I love her, that's easy to see. Kansas City Kitty for me. Well, she's so smart, her brain is in a whirl. Why, she thinks that Babe Ruth is a chorus girl. I love her, that's easy to see. Kansas City Kitty for me. Well, she's so dumb, but still she is my dove. Why, she thinks that a mushroom is a place for making love. I love her, that's easy to see. Kansas City Kitty for me. Her name was Kitty, 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 Kitty from Kansas City. Sure was a pity, she wasn't pretty. Hey, hey, I love just cause she's not the girl she was. She can cook and she can wash, but when she makes her rules, it's Kitty from Kansas City. Now there's a girl that I adore. She's so smart, she always takes the prize. Why, she thinks that Mussolini is an exercise. I love her, that's easy to sing. It's Kansas City Kitty for me. Well, she's so sweet, she really is a dear. Why, she thinks that Einstein is one glass of beer. I love her, that's easy to sing. It's Kansas City Kitty for me. Well, she's so dumb, but how she likes to dance. Why, she thought Rudy Valley was a street in Paris, France. I love her, that's easy to see. Kansas City Kitty for me. Well, she's so sweet, she brings me lots of joy. Why, she thinks that a goblet is a sailor's little boy. I love her, that's easy to see. Kansas City Kitty for me. Well, she's so dumb, she never has a care. Why, she thinks Garibaldi is a tonic for the hair. I love her, easy to see. Kansas City Kitty for me. Well, she's so dumb, Sometimes she is so rude. Why, she thinks that Grantland rice is a breakfast food. I love her, that's easy to see. Kansas City Kitty for me. Well, she's so dumb, sometimes it almost kills. Why, she thought Rudy Valley was a place between two hills.
That's the old Rudy Valley you just heard. The one that the ladies loved and jealous men threw grapefruits at. But the ladies and men could unite on one thing, and that was comedy. Radio inherited many great comedy teams from vaudeville. Weber and Fields, Gallagher and Sheen, Wheeler and Woolsey, and, yes, Clark and McCullough. Bobby Clark is, of course, still with us, touring right now in the country in Damn Yankees. But those of us who were fortunate enough to see Bobby and his partner, Paul McCullough, will never forget them. Here, in their very first radio broadcast, they have set themselves up as detectives. Let the fun begin again.
But don't you want to see this woman first?
Oh, she's not a woman. She's in disguise.
I am not, sir.
Well, if you're not, you should be. Are you here on business or pleasure?
Why, on business, of course.
On what? Miss Guff, tell her to go home. You know I don't do business with strangers.
But this is Mrs. Gideon Vanderpool.
Oh, I see. How are you, Mrs. Swimmingpool?
Vanderpool is the name.
Well, I was close.
Mrs. Vanderpool has some valuable jewelry that she wants watched tonight.
You mean this lady is actually a customer?
Yes.
Well, why didn't you say so in the first place? You'll have to watch those things, Miss Guff. Well, welcome, lady. Put your feet all over, on the table, any place, in the wastebasket if you want to. Now, let's get right down to business and cut out all this faldy row.
Well, it's about time. You see, I have over $50,000 worth of jewelry.
You intrigue me.
We usually keep it in the vault.
I see.
But tonight is the debut of our twin daughters.
Uh-huh.
What will you charge to watch them?
Not 1 cent if they're good looking. And I'll bring all the beer.
Sir, I'm referring to the jewelry.
How provoking.
What will you charge? How much?
Well, hardly anything. I've cut my prices in half since they kidnapped my partner, Mr. McCullough.
Oh, I feel much safer about the jewelry if you were both on the case.
I wouldn't.
When will he be back?
How should I know? I told you he's been kidnapped.
And how does it look?
It looks very good that they'll kill him. They're holding him for $9. I sent them my 60-day note with interest payable at any bank.
Well, will the kidnappers take a note?
Oh, bandy old gal. If they took McCullough, they'll take anything. Wait a minute. That sounds like McCullough now.
Shh.
It is McCullough. I can smell his fur coat. Miss Guff, open the door. I'll open the window. He must have gnawed his way out, the rat. Well, well, well. Sure enough, McCullough himself in person. How are you, Mac?
Well, yes and no.
Good. Come in, sit down, catch your breath, and tell us all about it.
I can't sit down. I ain't got the time. I gotta go right back to the kidnappers.
What?
They won't take a note they sent me to get the cash.
Boy, they're dumber than you are.
Say, who is this lady?
Why, this is Mrs.
Mrs. Gideon Vanderpool of Long Island.
This is my partner, Mr. McCullough. Shake her hand, Mac. Hey,
why,
wait.
How dare you?
Wait,
take
wait.
Your hands off me.
Wait a minute.
What do you mean?
Wait a minute, what's going on here? Mac, please. I said her hand. No wrestling. Mrs. Vanderpool, you'll have to watch those things.
Why, the idea.
Now, Mac, we've been invited out tonight to watch a robbery.
Who invited us, the robbers?
No, Mrs. Vanderpool here.
Who are the robbers for the evening?
Well, how should I know?
Find out or we don't go.
That's right.
You may have just a couple of second-class robbers there.
Technicality.
If you can't get the real thing, we're not interested.
Well, I certainly can't pick and choose my own robbers.
And we certainly can't watch every Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Oh, come, come, gentlemen. Are you or are you not going to take the job?
Yes, Mrs. Liverpool. If you'll quit stalling and get right down to business.
That's what I've been trying to tell her all the time.
Well, come on, let's get going. Going. There's not a moment to be lost. And to save time, we'll all slide down the banister. You're first, Mrs. V.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, yes, yes. You're first. She's off. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Look out for the splinters. There's the old gal. You'll have to watch those things.
Clark and McCullough were one kind of team. But there was another, developed not in burlesque nor vaudeville, but right here in our radio studios at Radio City. And one of these teams is lovingly remembered by this listener from Newcastle, Indiana. For her card is one of the hundreds of cards and letters we have received during this past week saying how much fun it is to recall these early radio performances. Well, this nice lady writes, "May we hear a bit from those two old codgers who kept the rural store?" Well, she certainly may. How could you ever forget their names? Or how could I? Lum and Abner. In addition to their daily episode, Lum and Abner also presided over a Friday night sociable at Pine Ridge. Remember?
Quiet down, everybody. Be quiet. Wait just a minute.
Quiet.
Mr. Lynn. I want to make an announcement over the party line. Howdy, everybody, out on the party line. Mighty proud you're listening in. Wish you could be down here at the schoolhouse with us. We're having a big time, big crowd here. Now we get along with the sociable. That's the Pine Ridge String Band over there playing. And all right, Cap, turn the boys loose. Let them go.
Taking
up a lot of time
with that
hand
slapping.
Hey,
say, Ron, who's that you talking to back
there?
She
writes
more
of a looker.
Don't
ain't.
You see, she got anything skin out?
Wait just a minute. I got to be
You better watch
for
now,
Evelina,
or get you one.
Well, wait just a minute. I got an hour. Folks, that good-looking girl I was just talking to is stopping over here at the Summer Resort Hotel, and I was surprised to know that's Miss Frances Langford.
Hi, Frances.
Granny, mighty proud to have such a person as that in the community here in Pine Ridge. She's on her way out to California to make a new moving picture.
Is she a picture actor?
Oh, yeah, a regular moving
picture
actor.
I don't want to touch her.
Now, Miss Langford has kindly consented to help us out on our little get-up tonight, and we're going to have the hotel orchestra player company man for her. All right, Miss Langford.
I know a bundle of humanity, charming as can be. Why, I'm nearly driven to insanity when he speaks to me. He's a ritzy sort of person and always so blasé. But I'll try to overcome his vanity and teach him this way. I'm young and healthy, and you've got charm. It would really be a sin not to cuddle in your arms. I'm young and healthy, and so are you. When the moon is in the sky, tell me, what am I to do? If I could hate you, I'd keep away. But that ain't my nature. I'm full of vitamin A. I'm young and healthy, so let's be bold. In a year or two or three, maybe we will be too old. If I can hate you, I'd keep away. But that ain't my nature. I'm full of vitamin A. Say, I'm young and healthy, so let's be bold. In a year or two or three, maybe we will be.
Stopped anything we did yet. I'd outkept anything and I ever hear.
But I'll tell you something, Hon Evers. If you don't quit casting sheep eyes, that woman, Evelina, is going to rock a chair around here.
Evelina ain't here tonight. I've done looked about that.
And I wondered why you were doing such a thing.
Abner, go ahead with the program. I want to talk to Miss Lane for that minute.
What's next, huh?
Go ahead and use your own judgment. I don't care.
Well, folks, our next number on the program will be a solo by Abner Peabody. By the shade of the old apple tree. Mamie, keep that young and quiet, please. Go ahead, Carl. By the shade of the old apple tree. Keep that young and quiet.
Abner, for goodness sake, your folks is getting up and leaving the schoolhouse. Get somebody. I was just wondering, how about the Pine Ridge String Band? All right, go to the band.
Well, there's Lum and Abner. And I imagine you were surprised to hear Frances Langford there, too, weren't you? You know, it's kind of fun to come across these very early performances of our present-day stars like Frances. You know, it occurs to me that from time to time it might be a good idea for me to keep you in the dark about some of the dates of our recollections, because guessing the date might be fun. Well, let's see how it works out. See if you can figure what year this was broadcast. I need hardly tell you that the personalities are Fred Allen and Portland Hoffa.
And now, scarcely waiting for the laughter to subside, We save all that time right in there. We turn to our... Oh, hello, Portland.
Hello.
Say, what smells so nice? I never...
It's me. Really? Mama and I spent all last week at the flower show.
No kidding. What was new at the flower show this year?
Oh, it was wonderful. They had all kinds of flowers.
Uh-huh.
Narcissus, chrysanthemums. Rhododendron?
It was sort of an ungrammatical blossom montage, the whole thing. But...
They had every rose there but Silly.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
I know. I heard they had every bloom there but Saul. See, yep. Neither of those guys are known. I thought somebody was right. Just goes to show you.
There was a big pussy willow with a lot of little pussy willows. Kitty willows.
Kitty willows? Mm-hmm. Who writes your stuff now? That same fellow who fell on his head at the age of 21 and caught up with his second childhood in a hurry. Did you see any of that new plant food, that vitamin B1 over there? You know, that stuff that's supposed to pep up the plants?
No, but I saw a violet they gave it to.
Oh, a violet that had been treated with vitamin B1. Was it the violet still shrinking?
No, it was throwing pollen in a tiger lily's face.
You know, I read that they used some of that vitamin B1 on a sunflower at the flower show, and the sunflower went out looking for Alf Landon.
A sunflower like that might run alone this year.
Say, on the Republican ticket, it might come out Dewey.
All right. There it is. And the date of that broadcast was March the 20th, 1940, a few months before the Republican National Convention. And while we're playing guessing games, do you think you'd be able to recall the name of this orchestra? Maybe you were in San Francisco 20 years ago when this broadcast took place.
Memories in Melody with Tom Coakley. These are the songs that have just gone off the stage, out of the spotlight and into the wings. Songs that are, for the moment, neither here nor there. Perhaps they'll fade away completely. And others that have become those good old tunes that live forever. But right now, let's take a look at them with Tom Coakley and his orchestra, who bring Memories in Melody from the mural room of the St. Francis Hotel in San Francisco. Our opening medley is made up entirely of songs composed by Western musicians, and made popular here in the West. Chloe, Rose Room, written by Art Hickman, America's first king of jazz, and Whispering, each a memory and melody. Tom Coakley and his orchestra. Thank you.
Memories in Melody with Tom Coakley's orchestra. Maybe you don't remember. Well, on the other hand, everybody remembers Al Jolson. We've had so many requests for one or another of Jolson's radio spots that I've devoted a lot of time listening to his old Shell Chateau broadcasts. And I think I've found something especially fitting for the 4th of July. The next voice you will hear will be that of the one and only Al Jolson.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to pay a little tribute to one of the greatest songwriters America's ever known. I've known a good many songwriters in my time, and I've sung their songs. But the man I'm talking about now is a man I've never met. His name, Stephen Foster. He was born July 4th, more than 100 years ago. Although he was the author of such great songs as Swanee River, Old Kentucky Home, and Old Black Joe, he died in poverty and obscurity in New York. Stephen Foster didn't live to be 40, but his song will live forever. This evening, I'd like to sing one of his greatest songs, Oh, Susanna.
I came from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. I'm a gwine to Louisiana, my true love for the sea. It rained all night the day I left, the weather, it was dry. The sun so hot I froze to death, Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I've come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I've come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. I had a dream the other night when everything was still. I thought I saw Susanna coming down the hill. The buckwheat cake was in her mouth, the tear was in her eye. Says I'm coming from the south, Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I've come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I've come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee.
Well, that's it. Until next week at this same time. Please remember, there's nothing I like better than to get your requests. You just send me to our vast library of sound to hunt down something that you want to hear, because it will make me happy to play it for you. Just drop a card to me, Ed Herlihy, NBC, 30 Rockefeller Plaza, New York City. Your letters are very, very gratifying. We thank you for them, and I'm happy to know that you are enjoying our recollections at 30. So long, until next week.
Ed Herlihy has been your host on Recollections at 30. Next week at this time, there'll be another in this special series commemorating NBC's 30th year of broadcasting. This is Fred Collins, hoping you'll be able to join us then for more of the great stars and great moments of the past. Recollections at 30 is directed by Bob Mahler.
Groucho Marx brings you the best of Groucho tonight on NBC Radio.